Five-star Auburn commit makes a pretty bold statement about potential incoming commitments.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Wednesday. Hump day, baby. Halfway through the week, we're ready to get to this game Saturday and see what these Tigers can do. A very, very winnable game. But today we're going to talk about recruiting. One of our commitments made a pretty fun statement. Got a lot of eyes watching. Got a lot of heads turning, and we'll go over that here in just a minute. Talk about that. Talk about commit retention, and then signing day is closing in. Believe it or not, it's less than a month away. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Whatever you deposit, they're going to double that to give it back to you to play with as free play. So you got basically, if you put in $200 and you're going to get $200 back, that's risk-free. So you got free play that you can figure things out, figure out the way, hone in your betting strategy in the massive sports book, betting any type of sport, any type of way that you like. Parlays, teasers, round robins, doesn't matter. They got it. You need to check them out. Mybookie.ag. Friend of the show, five-star ESPN defensive back commit Blake Woodby goes off on Twitter. I say goes off. He puts out a tweet that just simply says, "I wonder who's going to flip to the Tigers December 4th on signing day. I think I have some people in mind." That ought to get you started this morning. That ought to get you a little bit excited. Obviously, you listen to Blake whenever he was on the show. And we talked about recruiting. We talked about finishing the class. And he mentioned several guys. Well, I guess two guys specifically. But there could be some others that could be flip targets. And let's just talk about some of those really quick. First, I want to talk about who Blake mentioned specifically. Darion Smith, his teammate. Defensive lineman from St. Francis, committed to Tennessee currently. I think he's scheduled to visit the Oklahoma game. I think that's what Blake said. They're all going to come back for the Oklahoma game. And Blake had some pretty strong words. He said that he's the best defensive lineman he's ever seen that he can remember at St. Francis Academy, who's loaded every single year. And I know Auburn has probably the best defensive line class they've ever had, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a little bit. But they want to add more. They understand the importance of building the trenches. And if you look on both sides of the ball, I think you got five defensive line commits and six offensive line commits. And you're looking to add another defensive line commit, either going to be him or Joseph Mbachu, maybe both. I don't know. We'll have to see how the numbers play out. But Darion Smith would be a very welcome, another athletic interior defensive lineman. There was a video of him. We talked about it at the game against IMG, where Bryce Diaz had a strip sack on like maybe the 5 or 10 yard line. Like it was on their own 5 or 10 yard line. So it was like they were about to score, and he made a game changing play. And Darion Smith scooped it and outran everybody, you know, 80 plus yards for a touchdown, and like nobody could catch him. So he's big. And he's got a motor. He's got some wheels. So obviously that would be somebody that would be very, 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 very exciting to add to the class. It's always good to have a signing day, you know, addition just for headlines. There's so many pros to being done with your recruiting early. There's so many pros to having all of these dudes in the boat already. But I guess one of the cons would be that you don't get the highlight. You don't get the media love if you don't have a whole lot going on signing day. So could that be your signing day flip? Could that be a signing day surprise? We'll see. That's definitely one that Blake mentioned specifically. Another one that he mentioned specifically, and this one's not a secret, is Naeem Offord. I think Naeem's visiting Florida this weekend. So it's pretty clear that he is definitely open. He is not 100% locked in to Ohio State. And I just continue to think more and more that this thing ends up in Auburn's favor. I mean, barring just utter disaster, it just seems like it's moving in that direction. I think you talk about as good as the defensive line class. You add that guy to the defensive back class, and you're talking about a complete monster class. And we're going to talk a little bit more in depth on the defensive back class here in just a second as well. So there's multiple guys. And then obviously this may not be a signing day flip. And we kind of mentioned this on the Sunday show, but Shamar Arnaud, a lot of people were kind of freaking out when the Dante Core deal happened, but it does seem like Auburn's kind of closing in on adding Shamar Arnaud, which is big for not only the 2025 class, but also big for the 2026 and 2027 classes, because Carrollton's loaded and has several good players, good college prospects in both of those classes. So anytime you can get a kid from Carrollton, anytime you can get a kid from Georgia in general, not to say you don't want anybody from Fort Walton, not to say you don't want any kids from Florida, but if you can get a kid from one of these powerhouse schools that's, you know, on the same playing field or a little bit, you know, maybe just there's not much difference in the prospects, I think you benefit more from taking the kid from the bigger school, just because of obviously bigger, better competition, possibly creating a little pipeline scenario. I mean, just look at St. Francis Academy. You got two hoping for three commits out of that class this year. You got a commit out of next year's class, and you're hoping for another commit out of next year's class. Those things are big. Those things that all have to be taken into account with those things all have to be taken into account when you're talking about evaluating prospects. It's not just simply this guy's better than this guy, or so we're going to take the better guy. Sometimes if the playing field is close to equal, you might want to lean with the kid that goes to the bigger school. It's just reality. It's just smart, honestly. It's just smart business when you're talking about recruiting. So it's crazy to think that there's still this momentum. It's crazy to think that this class, they still have the ability to be able to sell something, some vision. It's definitely not the product that they see right now. I mean, on the defensive side, mostly all these guys we've been mentioning are defensive guys, and the defensive product has been fantastic. And the defensive product has been young, and the defensive product has shown like they've gotten progressively better. So all these guys we're talking about right now are defensive guys, so maybe it's not quite as hard to sell to defensive guys as it would be to offensive guys, and I guess that's totally understandable. But regardless, they're still doing a really good job of trying to build this class and get back into that, you know, top four, top three conversation. There's still a pathway to it, even with the record that you see. So we'll talk about a little bit more in depth about retention here in just a second. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. No matter if you already have something in play, if you already have a 401k, if you already have savings, if you already have this, if you already have that, doesn't matter. You need to check out Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management just to double check. Get your free custom portfolio analysis, a $1,500 value, absolutely free, to make sure you're not paying those silly fees. Make sure that you've taken the steps to protect yourself from the IRS, making sure that you've taken advantage of products that maybe you didn't even know you should be taking advantage of. Ford Stokes is your guy. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him we sent you, and make a friend at the same time. Great dude. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Excuse me. All right. Commit retention. As big as flips are, as fun as flips are, as fun as new commitments are, honestly, the most important part about the next 3.5 to 4 weeks is commit retention, the class retention. That is that should be the focal point. Honestly, if you didn't add a single kid to this class from here on out, it's a success. It would be, if you didn't add another kid and you retained everybody that you already have committed, it would be a success. I don't know if you followed Auburn recruiting for a long time, the offensive line class, it's really hard to go back and think of one that's remotely similar. There was one Gus Malzahn class somewhere around 2015, maybe 2014, 2015, I think somewhere around in there, where he brought in, I think, six offensive linemen. And I think they were all fairly highly rated. Actually, it may have been even earlier than that, because I feel like Alex Kozan was a part of that class. And obviously, he ended up being a really good player. Maybe it was – I can't exactly remember the year. But there was a class that was brought in that Gus brought in that had like five or six offensive linemen. And then obviously after that, we struggled to get offensive linemen. But there hasn't really been one in a while that has the depth and honestly the top-end talent as this offensive line class. You have two really highly rated offensive tackles that can be SEC players. You have two or three really highly rated and highly well thought of, tons of great offers, interior guys, I guess three really good interior guys. Then you got a guy that's got all the traits of an SEC tackle that's going to come in and is going to have time to kind of grow and develop. I mean, you got a lot of layers here on this offensive line class. If you can maintain those guys, that's what you have to do to compete in the SEC. You got to build the trenches. And to have six offensive linemen and all of them feel like they have a chance to play at the next level. You're not just getting bodies. That is a great start. That's a great building block to kind of push, and you can kind of point to and sell and say, hey, look, we're building the foundation. We're building the trenches. We had several good prospects come in this past the 2024 class. You're stacking it with 2025. We're building those trenches from the high school ranks. And then you go look at the defensive line class. And I can honestly say I followed Auburn recruiting for a really long time, and I cannot remember a defensive line class as talented as this one. From a rankings perspective, from a overall mixture of different types of players. I mean, you got Malik Autry and Jordan Crawford that can both play like mega interior, you know, be big time pluggers and make plays in the backfield. And then you got guys like Nate Marshall. You got guys like Jared Smith that can play on the outside and on the inside. And you got one guy, Nate Marshall, who's so athletic that he plays wide receiver in high school. Can you imagine playing that guy at, you know, 6'5", 260, 270 pounds? Like, holy cow. But like, you just go down the list of all the guys you have committed. And then you have the possibility of adding another, a Joseph Mbachu or a Darion Smith, who are both, you know, almost carbon copies of each other, that are, you know, another 6'5", 6'6", 250, 260 plus pounds that can beef up and be, you know, that 280, 290 pound range and still be super athletic. I mean, this is one of the better defensive line classes that I can ever remember. I try to go back. I mean, there's obviously been some classes that have had some higher caliber guys, like you've had your Derrick Brown and Marlon, your Derrick Brown class and your Marlon Davidson class, like you've had those. But as far as the numbers go, I mean, I think three of the players are in ESPN's top 100 players in the country, and they're all defensive linemen. Like, it's a incredibly deep class. And then you switch over to defensive back, and I can go down the list of all the great, the solid corner prospects. You got Donovan Starr, who you're worried that he could be one that you lose, that you love, because he's probably the fastest player, one of the fastest players in the whole class. And I'm not talking about Auburn's class. I'm talking about in the country, playing defensive back at 6 foot, like really, really good player. You were worried because he's starting to pick up offers and you've seen him go visit elsewhere. And he was scheduled to visit Georgia this weekend. And obviously, man, anytime you get a Georgia offer, you got to worry about Georgia. Well, he canceled that visit, and he's coming to Auburn this weekend. So retention of those, especially those three those three groups, but retention of this class is got to be priority number one. And the good news is Auburn and Hugh in general, Hugh and this Auburn staff in general seem to be like they get it from that aspect, the retention aspect. There's some schools, they'll work hard, pound you to get you to commit. And then it's like, okay, we got you committed. Now we can take a breath a little bit. Now let's go get the next guy. It doesn't seem like this Auburn staff does that. It seems like they get a guy and then it's communication constantly. They're recruiting the guy the whole time, even after he's committed, which I think is why you see that even after the record that you've seen, the class is sort of is staying together. I mean, obviously you did lose Dante Core. You're probably going to add another defensive back that may be a little bit even highly rated than him here pretty shortly. But still, like, you've been able to hold on to these guys and sort of build the confidence in them that, hey, you're the future. You're part of this rebuild. You're going to change the trajectory of this program. There's retention is maybe more important than getting commitments at this point in time. Deuce Knight's one. You got to continue to recruit him. Ole Miss is not going to stop. And I'm sure they're going to turn the heat up even more as it gets closer. That's kind of been their thing. Everybody said they're going to wait in the weeds and then they're going to pounce. I think they tried to make their first little move this last week. So retention is going to be incredibly important to keep Deuce in the fold. I think you stand a very, very good chance of doing that, like well over 70% chance of doing that. But still, retention is massive. So, like, don't forget about the class you have committed. Don't forget about this class you have committed. Auburn has a phenomenal class. If they didn't add a single player, I've said this all year, like so many times. After it happened, after you got that guy that put us over the edge, I think it was somewhere in August or maybe by the end of August, this is the highest rated class Auburn's ever had. Okay. So don't take that for granted if you don't add a single other player. It's not a failure. It's not anything if you don't add a single other player, because it's the highest rated class that Auburn's ever had. Okay. And they've got to keep it. They've got to retain every single one of these players because they're vital for sort of moving forward. And honestly, they need to keep them all, because that's really the only positive thing you have right now. If we're being completely honest, other than the defense, you have a lot of young defensive guys that are playing really well. And you got some young offensive guys that are just sort of hanging in there, and hopefully they turn the tide this winter in the portal and get some pieces to really take a huge step forward on the offensive side of the ball. But really, recruiting is all you have to continue to sell hope to the fan base. So retention is the most, without a doubt, you got to keep this class. If you keep this class, you got something to point to say, look, I understand the season didn't play out like we expected, way worse than we expected, but help's coming. Okay. And that's something you can point to. So that's another reason why, gosh, if you got to sell something to this fan base, if you got to sell any hope whatsoever, it needs to be in recruiting right now. So you got to keep the guys you have committed. So I expect Auburn to do that. I know they're working incredibly hard. That personnel staff's working incredibly hard on the victory. Obviously working incredibly hard. Class retention is vital. Signing day today is November 13th. Okay. Believe it or not, signing day is less than a month away. December 4th, signing day is creeping up, and it's going to be a very, very intense couple of weeks. So I want you to buckle up, because there's probably going to be some commits. Take some official visits. There's probably going to be some commits that are going to be, we're going to be really, really concerned about, that are going to talk elsewhere, that are going to be looking elsewhere. There's going to be some additions too. So understand that's going to happen as well, but it's going to be a bumpy and hopefully a fun ride to the finish line, but it's closing in. And once you can get past that date, if you can get past that day intact, if you can get past December 4th and you've kept the vast, vast majority of this class that you have committed, you can take a breath and you can feel confident that, at least from a dude's perspective, from a horse's perspective, no pun intended. I know that's kind of a fun term right now with Auburn, but from having the talent, you feel like, okay, we've stacked 2.5 classes. We don't have a ton of needs in the portal. If we can go get those big time pieces to finish this roster off, we can hopefully feel a little bit more confident as we go into the 2025 season. So let's buckle up. We'll try to keep you posted. The best place to get all the information, though, is thebarnauburn.com. We constantly have recruiting updates, and you know they're going to be coming in like crazy over the next several days, several weeks. Portal opens up shortly after that, I think December 9th. So you got a 5-day break, then the portal opens up. And then it's going to be rocking and rolling again because, you know, Auburn's going to be in the market, going to be a big-time player with several of the big positions that are always going to be a battle. So a lot of action going on over the next month and a half. So you need to sign up for thebarnauburn.com for only $1 for your first month so you can be ahead of the curve. I mean, we talk a lot about stuff like that on this show, but it's typically way after we've talked about it on the board. So you need to sign up and be a part of it, jump in the conversation, and have some fun. So I appreciate you guys listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You know we're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.